Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria will peak today, 27 degrees, Johannesburg 24, Rustenburg and Mombela 28.
An accident in Pretoria on the Mabopane Highway southbound at Block XX. It's causing queuing traffic.
In your sports, South Africa's Henk Lotterkant stretches his Dakar Rally lead and Everton kick off a new era with FA Cup third round victory over Peterborough just hours after manager Sean Dyche was given the boot.
Parents whose children have still not been placed at a school are encouraged to use the walk-in census set by the Provincial Department of Education. The department has extended the online placement deadlines for grade 1 and 8 to the 30th of this month. Schools reopen next Wednesday, the 15th of January.
This extension highlights ongoing issues with the education system, including the shortage of schools and a reliance on mobile classrooms. With school starting on January 15th, it is crucial that all learners are placed promptly.
That's the DA's Sergio Issa de Santos. Matafong residents on the West Rand say they live in constant fear sinkholes swallow portions of their property. Residents of the mining town, which is also predominantly built on dolomite, have been plagued by the collapsing ground for over a decade. They have called on government to intervene. Resident Dikeledi Magwaza says she may be forced to abandon her home because of sinkholes.
I don't have any money or finances to start afresh to say that I'll rebuild such a house. And this house is already paid up. We have the title deed for this house. Even the sentimental values, there's a lot for this house.
To the northwest now, where suspected illegal miners at the disused Stilfontein mine have sent up a letter for the first time in over 2 weeks. An unknown number of miners remain underground. Masachaba Sefularu has more.
In the latest letter, the miners plead for assistance, adding that the number of dead bodies still underground has reached 109. They paint a dire picture of severe malnutrition and starvation as volunteer-led operations to lower food down the shaft have been interrupted by the wet weather. Earlier claims from underground said some of the miners had resorted to cannibalism out of desperation. Among the list of items the miners request in the letter are face masks, washing powder, and batteries. Meanwhile, officials from the mine rescue services have been on site to assess the situation. It's still unclear when they will begin the rescue operation. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
In the US, at least 20 people have been arrested for looting or burglary as 5 wildfires continue to burn in Los Angeles. 5 people have been killed as the fires destroyed thousands of structures and forced the evacuation of more than 130,000 people. Here's LA City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
Palisades Fire, as we know, started January 7th. Size at this point is 17,234 acres. 0% containment. Extreme fire behavior continues to challenge firefighting efforts for the Palisades area. Wind gusts are up to 60 miles per hour. Firefighters and air resources will continue to work to protect the community.
And finally, today is Peculiar People Day, a day to honor the uniqueness and diversity of individuals. Peculiar people are the ones who do not conform to the set standards of the world. Instead, they live by their own terms and inspire people to arise against injustice. On this day, people are encouraged to embrace their own peculiarities and celebrate the eccentricities of others.
Welcome, right, said Fred. And breakfast with Mark.
You know what? I'm not even going to joke. We were back on air for the first time this year on Wednesday. And I don't know how the conversation got there, but I said to Felicity and to Kola, I said, I think a new slogan for the show is going to be unnormal. And then in the week of peculiar people.
It's your day,
it's
Martin.
Our day.
Thank you. Chanel.
You're highly specific, yeah. Chanel. Thank you. Very, very much. But talking about peculiar people, I mean, you have toured and traveled the world.
Yes.
You must have. What was the wildest backstage ever?
We have met some very peculiar people.
Wildest backstage ever?
Yes, sir.
Was...
Oh, pardon?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. I got
wildest
you.
Wildest backstage ever was a young... was a lady brought her daughter. This was in... I think this was in Austria.